Dr. Mom Butt Balm is a pediatrician-approved skin protectant free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide. It was developed by a mom who is also a doctor when she couldn't find any traditional products that worked for her baby's persistent diaper rash. Diaper rash can be one of the worst experiences your little one has to go through, and keeping their delicate skin happy and healthy shouldn't require a spatula to apply thick, goopy treatments that can be just as irritating and uncomfortable as the diaper rash itself. Use just a small amount of Dr. Mom Butt Balm to help soothe your baby's skin and feel good about making the right choice. Dr. Mom is committed to providing an ultra premium formula for moms who will not settle when it comes to their little ones. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with simple, quality ingredients, no artificial dyes or preservatives, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Head to Amazon.com or Walmart.com to grab Dr. Mom Butt Balm because nothing comes between you and your baby, especially not diaper rash. In this shorty episode, I am answering a listener question about her baby having a two-vessel umbilical cord. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board-certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you have been here before, I'm so glad you are spending some of your time with me today. In this shorty episode, I am answering a listener question from Jessica. Jessica found out that her baby has a two-vessel umbilical cord, and she was reaching out to learn more information about it. Now, if you have a question that you want me to answer in a upcoming shorty episode, then shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins. You can also reach me through my website at drnicolerankins.com/contact. Fill out the form and we will check out your question and see if we can answer it on an upcoming show. So as for a two-vessel cord, it is also known as a single umbilical artery. So this is a condition where the umbilical cord contains only two vessels instead of the usual three vessels. Normally, the umbilical cord has two arteries and one vein that carry blood between the placenta and the baby. And in the case of a two-vessel umbilical cord, one of the umbilical arteries is absent, leaving only a single artery and the umbilical vein. This condition is usually identified during routine prenatal ultrasound exams. So around that 20-week anatomy scan is when we're going to pick up this two-vessel cord or single umbilical artery. We don't know exactly why two-vessel cords happen, but the leading theory that's supported by looking at the placenta afterwards is that the second umbilical artery developed, and then for an unknown reason, it wasted away in the developmental process in the early part of pregnancy. Now, single umbilical artery or two-vessel cord is relatively uncommon. It's estimated to occur in up to 2% of pregnancies overall. It is more common in twin pregnancies, interestingly, where it can be seen in anywhere from 4 to 8% of pregnancies. There are some risk factors for a two-vessel cord. Maternal age 35 years or older has been associated with an increased risk of having a baby with a two-vessel cord. There are also some maternal health conditions like diabetes, both pre-existing diabetes and when gestational diabetes develop. Those are associated with an increased risk, as is hypertension or having high blood pressure. That also increases the risk of having a two-vessel cord. Women who've had multiple pregnancies may also have a slightly higher risk of having a baby with a two-vessel cord compared to women having their first pregnancy. Of course, like most things, if something happened in a previous pregnancy, that's going to increase the chances of it happening in a subsequent pregnancy. So if you've previously had a pregnancy with a two-vessel cord, you may have a bit of an increased risk for having another pregnancy with the same condition. If you smoke, that will increase the risk of having a single umbilical artery or two-vessel cord. And then interestingly, it's also more frequent in those who have Eastern European descent. It is less frequent among those who are from Japan and Africa. Now, two-vessel cord is generally considered a variation of normal anatomy, and there are typically no issues or concerns or problems that happen during the pregnancy if there is a two-vessel cord. So I want to get that out of the way right up front. However, it can be associated with some abnormalities, so we do have to monitor things closely during the pregnancy. There is a slightly higher association between a two-vessel umbilical cord and certain structural abnormalities, particularly the kidney, the heart, and the gastrointestinal system. So if we see that two-vessel cord, then we very definitely need to look at the kidneys very closely, and you need to get a special fetal echocardiogram to look at the baby's heart, all right? So make sure we get really good views of the heart to make sure that there are no heart abnormalities as well. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy to digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, their formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system and makes it an easy-to-digest formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Now, that may be done by a maternal fetal medicine specialist where they feel comfortable looking at the detailed views of the heart, or it may get sent to a pediatric cardiologist to look at the views of the heart. That really just depends. You're almost certainly going to see a high-risk pregnancy doctor if a two-vessel cord is diagnosed so that you can get a more thorough and complete ultrasound to look for any abnormalities. There may be a slightly increased risk of some genetic abnormalities or chromosome issues with the two-vessel cord. So if we see some concerning findings in the anatomy, then there may be a suggestion to do more detailed genetic testing. Most folks these days will have had genetic testing in the first trimester. People call it the gender test. It's not actually just for gender. It actually looks for the big major chromosome problems, Down syndrome, which is the extra chromosome 21, and then trisomy 13 and trisomy 18. But if there's some other issues, then we may want to offer more extensive genetic testing in the form of amniocentesis. We also look closely at the placenta because the placenta can have some abnormalities when there is a two-vessel cord. Some studies have suggested a slightly higher risk of growth restriction, where the baby doesn't grow as expected, and that can lead to low birth weight or the baby is smaller than average at birth. So we're going to offer some monitoring during pregnancy with a couple of ultrasounds, and that's going to depend on what the doctor feels is best, but generally a couple of ultrasounds in the third trimester to monitor the baby's growth, the baby's movement, the baby's fluid levels, the blood flow through the cord to make sure everything looks okay. There is a slightly increased risk of preterm birth, that is birth before 37 weeks with a two-vessel cord, but that's typically associated with other factors as well. So just having a two-vessel cord by itself doesn't necessarily increase the risk of preterm birth. There's also a tiny, potentially slightly higher risk of stillbirth. However, the overall risk of stillbirth remains very, very low. And that finding isn't consistent. Some studies show that it is there. Some studies do not show that it is there. So because things in general with a two-vessel cord, the pregnancy progresses along normally, in general, it does not require any specific changes to the birth plan. So that's good to know. You don't typically have to be induced. We don't have to typically do anything different in relation to the birth. However, if the baby is showing signs of distress or not growing well, then we may recommend induction. That's going to be the appropriate thing because then the environment and what we can offer on the outside is considered better than the environment the baby is getting inside of the uterus. So typically, if we see some issues with growth, we're going to discuss labor induction between 37 and 38 weeks. If the growth is detected anytime after 38 weeks, then we'll recommend induction right when it's diagnosed. During the labor course, there may be some concerns for increased fetal heart rate abnormalities. So we may be more inclined to do continuous monitoring as opposed to intermittent monitoring, but that is really controversial in the sense that there's no strong evidence to support things one way or another. But we will watch the fetal heart rate closely in order to make sure there are no concerns during the labor. Now, after the baby is born, the neonatologist or the pediatrician will assess the baby. Most of the time, everything is okay and there are no long-term issues. When I say long-term, I mean like children when they're grown, looking at studies compared to those who had a single umbilical artery versus those who did not, their outcomes are generally the same. So the take home is to note that while a two-vessel umbilical cord can cause some issues, most pregnancies with this condition result in healthy babies without any problems. We have to just do regular prenatal care, regular monitoring, just to ensure that both mom and baby are well. Okay, so that is it for this episode. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now. Also, leave me a review in Apple Podcasts. I'd love to hear what you think about the show. And if you have a question that you want me to answer, shoot me a DM on Instagram. I would absolutely love to hear from you. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week. And remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.